Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy Friday. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, everybody. I'm Scott Hennett along with Kevin Flynn. You know what Build Back Better looks like, Kev?
Oh, I have a list.
Hash browns during COVID cost $18. They're $27 now.
That's a case of hash. That's
right.
That's from a kitchen.
This would be like a restaurant has to buy them.
I had a friend of mine who was a restaurant owner in the Lakes Country repost that list and say, this is pretty much spot on.
Is that right, huh?
Yeah.
So how much more does he charge?
Well...
Hash browns,
yeah.
18. They go to 27. Somebody's going to make up the difference. Bacon goes from 45 to 80.
That's why you'll not see the dollar menu anywhere anymore. You won't see, the Big Mac meals or the Whopper meals or whatever, they're $12 now. They were seven change, remember? I mean, it was way back in the day, a year and a half ago.
That's the food cost comparison in a family restaurant business. Eggs, 15. They go to 60.
Yep.
Think of that. That's a jump for you. Sausage from 22 to 2 to 40 a case. Ham, $1.89 a pound to $3.35. Fry oil. Even the fry oil.
Oh, yeah.
$15 to $45 a jug.
Yep. I bought a big jug of that myself a couple of weeks ago because we're getting ready to fry a turkey.
How about this? The takeout containers. You know, the little styrofoam containers?
Yep.
$18 to $40. I don't know how you look at that number and you don't say, well, okay, your breakfast has got to double.
Which, you know, yeah.
At a minimum.
Well, there, yep.
Eggs go from 15 to 60.
What do profit margins do at that point?
Build back better. Let's go, Brandon.
Come on, man.
Yeah. What do you make of all these reports that the feds are closing in on Hunter Biden?
They are. No question. But they'll close in on him to the point where, you know, now they're talking about $15 million in fines and no jail time. He'll plead this out or somehow, you know.
How does that work?
Well, when you're a Biden, you know, there you go.
I think it's amazing that we know this.
Well, we have known it for a long time. We're just, you know, sitting on their hands.
This is for tax and gun charges.
James Comer's a rep from Kentucky. Weighed in on this.
The more that comes out, the worse it sounds. The reason we're investigating Hunter Biden is because we believe he's a national security threat. But we're also concerned that Hunter Biden's shady business dealings have compromised Joe Biden. Look, these are small potatoes compared to all the problems that Hunter Biden has.
You know, and it's so deep.
What the tax?
What took you so long?
He's saying that.
Where you been?
The tax and gun charges are small potatoes compared to everything else they can go after. So this is small
and
ball.
It is. It is small ball.
Anyway, happy Friday, friends. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome at 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2. Ed and Dickinson, can't wait to get in here today. So, Ed, what's on your mind?
Okay, very simply, I was raised in a very conservative town of Grants Pass, Oregon, 12,500 people. I went to Vietnam. I joined the L.A. County Fire Department. I reworked in East L.A. The city I left in Grants Pass looks like East L.A. because now they've legalized marijuana and everything else, and my beautiful city of Grants Pass is this going to be what we're looking at here in Dickinson, North Dakota, because of the stupid, dumb, arrogant, oh, we're going to legalize all this stuff because now we can control it. BS.
It's got a pass. It's got a pass. Do you think it will?
Anybody that will listen, well, I will pay the freight for anybody to go set for one day in Grants Pass, Oregon, and say that legalizing all this stuff is okay. No.
Describe it for me. So what is before and after like in Grants Pass?
I was in high school. I was walking down the street. I stopped to look at a convertible in a parking lot. I walked around it twice. A guy came out and said, "You like it?" I said, "This is absolutely gorgeous." He says, "Where are you going?" I go, "I'm going down to Blind George's and get some popcorn." He goes, "Well, take the car." I go, "What? Yeah, you're only four or five blocks away. Go ahead and take the car." Holy mackerel. Today, if you parked your car in Grants Pass, you better have it locked and someone standing by with a gun. Everything out of that car. There are no consequences in Grants Pass for being a criminal. There was a running gun battle across the street from my house in Grants Pass, Oregon. The police were called, or sheriff actually, and says, "If they're not bleeding, dying, we're not coming."
Oh my goodness. They built
a marijuana growing house 500 feet from my dad's house. They would not take care of it to get rid of it because it was out in the county, and we're not going to do that. I signed off my inheritance that I was going to have when I retired and live in Grants Pass. I gave everything to my sister. Everything done, gone, because there is no consequence for being a criminal and doing drugs in Grants Pass or in now the state of Oregon. So
well, that is
this.
Yep. There's your point there is the state of Oregon. It's not just Grants Pass. It's Portland. It's everywhere in Oregon. It's in Washington State and California. And it's so much bigger than the cannabis issue. We're talking sanctuary to do anything you want. Set up a tent. Yeah, here's your meth pipe. Here's some needles. Here's your stuff. Here you have at it. It's enabling this
lawlessness.
Literally death. It's enabling death. Because now the fentanyl is getting into all these communities where these sanctuary states are. And in these tent cities, and the death toll is going to be—it's already catastrophic. But you know, that's bigger than just that, or just Grants Pass. It's a lot. Hey, it's Oregon. They're in trouble.
When I went back to bury my mom and dad, I left and looked around that city to realize I would never go back to Oregon because it scares me. Because there's no consequence.
Nope.
Thanks, Mr. President. Now you're going to really open it up.
But I don't think we'll have legalized marijuana in North Dakota anytime soon, even though it's on the ballot. I don't. Am I naive?
Yeah. There's enough money behind the marijuana people that they're going to push it and backdoor it to where anybody that's taking money from Gates and all those people, if they can control you, they will take it and push it right into the... Yeah.
What are they going to do with the money, though? Run advertising and tell you how great legalizing marijuana is? I don't, you know, I think people know full well that's not a good scene. I don't see it as real fertile ground in North Dakota, is all I'm saying.
Well, there's enough people leaving California and coming to my beautiful state of North Dakota now that, oh, yeah, well, we'll just give them a prescription for this. Oh, well, it's only less than an ounce and a half, so that's okay, too. Yeah.
And then you're dealing with a governor.
A gun,
yeah. Right.
And if you want to buy a gun, you can do that if you're the son of a president. I'd be in jail the rest of my life if I had done what he's done.
We all would. And then you got Kate Brown in Oregon. That's a whole nother topic of lunacy. The governor of that state. I mean, she is something else.
So you really want my opinion?
Of course.
This person is not mine. The guy in the White House saying, oh, we're going to now take all these people that have committed a federal crime. Now we're going to wipe that off their record. They knew they were doing something illegal when they did it. They are still felons. Just because you remove it doesn't take away what your mental state was when you committed the crime.
I just think of all the things that Joe Biden could be worried about today. This one should be about number 1001 on his list, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In case you
drill,
missed it.
Drill, baby, drill.
There you go. Now we're talking. Bring down the price of gas by pumping up domestic energy. Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Biden is pardoning those with hot offenses today. So.
Yeah, you can count those on one hand, probably.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Legalizing marijuana? Good idea or bad idea? You tell me at 271-1100. 855-200-1776. Extension 2 on the program today. I have a little giveaway goodie for you. University of North Dakota hockey team plays Holy Cross tonight at Ralph Engelstad Arena. We have a pair of tickets for some lucky listener. Call right now, 271-1100. Kev, caller 3, how's that sound?
That works. Yeah, no problem.
Caller 3, 271-1100. You call right now, and you'll be headed to Grand Forks tonight. Watch a little UND hockey in that beautiful Ralph Engelstad Arena. 271-1100 is the telephone number. We'll take caller number 3 for a pair of tickets for tonight's University of North Dakota hockey game against Holy Cross. Going up there tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Should be fun. Take caller 3 right now, 271-1100, 271-1100. You call Kev, and the tickets are yours. We'll leave those for you right here at the studios. You swing in, you pick them up, you head to Grand Forks, and you take it in. Can't beat a deal like that. One other little note here. There is a truck convoy planned for tomorrow for Special Olympics at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's actually a two-day celebration. Trucking industry is celebrated here, helping to raise money and awareness for Special Olympics athletes. To participate, truckers simply donate $125. That's the entry fee for a truck. Send a completed registration form, meet at the Running Acres Hotel, and then the convoy along the predetermined route. Kind of nice. Semi-truck, truck-trailer combination, fire truck, dump truck, flatbed bus, any of those.
Love Special Olympics.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? That's so fantastic.
You haven't lived till you've been a high five and a hugger at a Special Olympics event.
Exactly. Kurt is caller 3. Kurt, congratulations. How you doing?
Good.
Have you been to a UND hockey game before?
Yeah, usually make it to one or two every year.
All right, so you know what fun that is, and we got a pair of tickets for you, so you can head up there tonight.
Sounds great.
Take in Holy Cross and enjoy it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
You know where the Fargo studios are, Kurt? Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second. I'll make sure you're all dialed in on that, but yeah. Pick them up here at the Fargo studios.
Get them the address here. Thunder Road. Take in little UND hockey tonight. You'll love it. It'll be a grand old time. Coming up on What's on Your Mind today, just a little bit here, we're going to talk with policy analyst for the American Consumer Institute and try and unpack what OPEC Plus does in the way of impacting our gas prices. And Senator Kevin Cramer's in for a full talk radio town hall, a full hour. Answer your questions or comments. That'll be coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that. And congratulations to Kirk, UND ticket winner.
Kurt Schwartz.
Kurt.
Schwartzy, you're going to hockey.
Go up there tonight and take it in and enjoy every minute of it. Should be a lot of fun, right? Should be great.
I love going to the Ralph. A little preseason kind of deal, isn't it, though? We officially, it's like exhibition type stuff.
Kind of.
Yeah.
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 Holy Cross is not in the NCHC, so nonetheless, be good hockey. Texter says North Dakotans are naive. They think they're legalizing pot so some old timers can smoke ditch weed at home and be left alone. The legalization of pot is all about making money. I don't think North Dakota goes for this. I really don't. I just don't. Texter says Lindsey Graham out shooting his mouth off again. John McCain may be gone, but his puppet and legacy live on. Wake up, America. These corrupt know-nothing politicians like Donald Trump said in his first on-stage presidential debate against his competitors. He looked up and down the stage and said, tell me what they've done. He reduced them all to second place because America knew the answer to that question. What the heck had they done? What is Lindsey Graham doing? Are you aware? what Lindsey Graham is shooting his mouth off about again. I don't know.
I didn't see anything on that.
Lister's talking about. We'll do a little digging there on Lindsey. Another listener, the woke wing of the Democratic Party dominates the opinion page of the Fargo Forum. To them, there is only one way, the liberal way, and anyone who disagrees has to be attacked. In the November election, they'll find out they're in the minority. Most people don't like Biden or any of his radical policies. Okay.
And when you talk about marijuana legalization, you're absolutely right. It's about the money. During the last 6 years, Colorado has collected over $1.6 billion, and that's just at the state level from taxes. So it is all about the money. I mean, no question. And that's the argument on it's everywhere anyway. You got, 20 states where it's already legal, and it's leaving those states by the droves. So why not get a handle on it, see if you can get some of that revenue, fund some of the things you need to fund. That's the other side of it, as I hear it.
Elon Musk and Lindsey Graham are feuding over the U.S. handling of the Ukraine-Russian war. Musk arguing eastern Ukraine regions that voted to join Russia should be allowed to do so. Lindsey doesn't think so. They're feuding over how the United States should handle Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the result of their disagreement could prompt a shift in U.S. policy, according to the senator.
Are we 1,000% sure that those people actually, that they voted and that those votes are relevant and that that wasn't anything that Putin stole or, you know, do they really want that? I don't think anybody can answer that right now.
With all due respect to Elon Musk, and I do respect him, says Lindsey, I would suggest he needs to understand the facts of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Sounds a little condescending, doesn't it? Musk, advocating for a more democratic approach, said the U.S. should respect the outcome of some referendum elections in eastern Ukraine, which resulted in several Ukrainian regions voting to join Russia. Experts believe elections in four Ukrainian regions were orchestrated by the Russian government and conducted by pro-Russia separatists.
When does this thing get to the negotiating table? When does this all? When does somebody step up and bring these people together? Or do they just want to perpetuate this thing forever?
Musk said, assuming you believe the will of the people matters, we should, in any given conflict or region, support the will of those who live there. It's kind of fun to watch him and Goober Graham go back at it. I love it. Elon Musk and Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham never saw a war he didn't like either, so... No offense there, buddy. What do you get from defense contractors in those donations? Just curious.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about OPEC Plus, what they're doing to increase prices on oil. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned, my friends.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gas prices are a dime higher than a week ago, and they just keep continuing to climb. AAA reports the national average price for regular is $3.89 a gallon today. That's up 3 cents from yesterday. Prices are lowest in the South, but still rising. Mississippi and Georgia have the lowest statewide average at $3.20 a gallon. The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest that he is getting a presidential treatment deal after a four-year investigation by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Missing in the charges are money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, as revealed by the Biden laptop. Texas authorities in Hidalgo County report 84 illegal migrants have been taken into custody after being found in a residential neighborhood near the border. USA Radio News.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
On location today, this is What's On Your Mind from the PetroServe USA studios. Freedom Matters USA studios. PetroServe USA has some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Let me tell you about this. Pulled pork and hardwood. Fried chicken or Sloppy Joe's West Main Avenue. Tater Tot Hot Dish 12th and I-29. Pulled pork downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Glendon and Salisbury Steak on 45th. There you go, home cook and grab and go convenience. They've got it for you. PetroServe USA. You just tell them Scott sent you. 28 before the top of the hour. We're joined now by Tirza Dhurran, who is a policy analyst for the American Consumer Institute. Tirza writes on technology and regulatory issues, and we're going to talk a little bit about OPEC Plus and what happened yesterday there. How are you, Tirza?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Glad to have you on the program today. So what do we make of this OPEC Plus move?
Well, OPEC Plus decided that they were going to cut production by about 2 million barrels a day. That amounts to about 2% of the global supply. But what it means for American consumers is that the discussion on energy isn't going anywhere anytime soon, whether it's inflation, Russia's actions in Ukraine, and then the now recent OPEC Plus decision. They all highlight the fact that the U.S. currently has a pretty weak energy policy, and these decisions being made externally to the U.S. are really just highlighting that.
Yeah, they don't care, right? I mean, they don't fear us. They don't. They don't really have any reason to sort of say, hey, we better keep our measures in check here. This is unbelievable.
Well, OPEC Plus has been pretty open about why they decided to reduce production, and that is to increase the cost. And that's happening within the context of really high energy costs already. So it's really increasing the cost of energy on top of already increased costs from this past summer and from the record high inflation.
What's the way out of this?
Well, unfortunately, there isn't going to be a quick fix. Energy production and energy policy or the industry isn't something that really turns on a dime. But what we can see a lot of the negative policies and stances from the Biden administration has been really hostile to the traditional energy sources, including petroleum. And so what we really need to see is a long-term turn towards embracing the energy and making it easier to produce our energy needs here at home.
In that regard, will the pain of the pump make a difference? I mean, is there a threshold that we cross where the pain is so much that they're going to have to go back to what you're describing and leaning into domestic production a little more?
It's difficult to predict the future. What we do know is that the decision by OPEC Plus is probably going to increase oil prices. We know that the oil reserve releases were supposed to end this month, and as a result of this recent decision, they've been extended to November. But we also know that those reserves aren't going to last forever, and at some point they are going to need to be restocked and resupplied. We've seen the Biden administration has already turned from what it ran on during the campaign, which was zero drilling on federal lands, to taking a slightly more friendly approach to that. And I'm going to say slightly because they still haven't really embraced it fully. But at the end of the day, something is going to need to happen. And you cannot villainize an entire energy industry for long before the costs start reaching the consumers and before the consumers really demand some change.
Yeah, I wonder what our consumers think about this, by the way. 271-1100 to weigh in, 701-271-1100 or toll free at 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you right to us live on the air. You can also leave a message at that line as well, 855-200-1776. What do you make of this? What do you think about this? What do you do to change it? What is the fix here? Teresa, what is the fix? As you said, there's no quick fix. I get that. What is the long term fix? What is the best policy to reverse this, however long it takes?
Yes, you can look at our domestic production and you can see that we have the potential to be a lot more energy secure than we currently are. But what that means is we are going to have to incentivize production. I said it before, the energy industry does not turn on a dime. So there is going to have to be some stability within regards to the policies coming out of the administration, whether or not that's long-term being friendlier about releasing permits, whether or not that's long-term making it easier for investments to come in, not threatening regulations. The Inflation Reduction Act, it didn't do a super huge tax on imported and domestic petroleum, but it did increase the rate. And while it only works out to about 0.2 cents of a gallon, that's definitely a far cry from really embracing the industry. So what I think the first step would be to stop villainizing the industry, stop adding additional taxes on it, and actually get these permits approved and make it likely for these companies to be able to invest and earn their investments back.
This would require quite a shift in mentality for the Biden administration to not villainize the industry and then go to actually incentivizing production. What are the chances of that happening?
Again, I can't predict the future, but what I can say is that between the inflation, which has driven energy prices up, between Russia's actions, which increased energy costs, and now OPEC's decision to reduce supply, that they have more than enough signs that their current energy policy is not working. And all these things really just come together, and they show that we need to have a stronger embracing of energy within the United States.
And possibly that pain point will be enough of a political problem that they'll have to do something, right?
Exactly. As I said, Biden already has switched quite a bit from the zero drilling that he ran on originally. And so I think that it is clear that maybe they're not taking a stance that's as friendly as I would like or as friendly as would be ideal for the American consumer. But these forces are really pushing them and making them have to embrace it in a way that they weren't likely to do at the beginning when they were running.
We're talking with Teresa Duren from the American Consumer Institute today, a little bit about the decision by OPEC Plus yesterday. What kind of history is there with OPEC Plus and you know, input, if nothing else, from the U.S.? Is what they did pretty much par for the course, or are they snubbing us in a way that they haven't in some time? What's the history there?
Well, OPEC Plus is making the decision that is best for OPEC Plus. And obviously they've been able to had very high energy prices for a while, and they're making the decision to maintain those high energy prices. I think one of the problems is when we view these kinds of organizations or these oil exporters countries as having the best interests of everybody else involved, they're going to act in a self-interested way. And as a result of that, I think the U.S. should act in a self-interested way too and prop up its own production so we're not as reliant on these countries as we currently are.
And again, what you're saying makes perfect sense. the history of the Biden administration is not to lean into that area. So we got to assume that they hear enough of a pain point from the consumer to want to do something about it, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, policy and politics are not immune to reality. And the reality right now is that our current policy isn't working and something is going to have to give eventually. And at the end of the day, these green energy policies that are villainizing energy sources that run a lot of our economies, they might be nice to say, but they don't help consumers who are trying to hoop their homes, trying to get to work, and trying to fill their gas tanks.
Where is the worst example of a policy not working right now? Give me some examples.
Well, we can look at the, I mean, it's an easy target, but we can look at the Inflation Reduction Act, and we can see some of their incentives that they're pushing in order to support electric vehicles or subsidize electric vehicles. We can look at that and we can see that, okay, they want people to switch from gasoline to electric, but they're not accounting for the fact that having an electric vehicle is a huge cost. It is far more expensive than having a traditional vehicle. And also just facing the reality of, yes, it runs on electricity, but we get 60% of our electricity from fossil fuels. So it isn't necessarily this huge green energy savior that a lot of people are pointing it out to be. And I think a lot of the failures in energy policy come from this idea that's disconnected from the reality. Green energy or electric cars are not going to be the future, and they're not the savior that they're being painted as, because at the end of the day, you still have to charge them, and that electricity still comes from fossil fuels.
Yeah, charge them, and how about paying for them? No easy feat there as well with the cost of these vehicles, electric vehicles,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and while they are subsidizing it through tax credits, it doesn't eliminate the time cost and driving to the pumps in order to charge it, or the huge cost that can be upwards of $5,000 in order to install a charging station in your own home. And then there's also debates as to how green these cars really are and how many miles you have to put on them before they actually become carbon neutral. And because they have to be charged, it's not easy to put that many miles on them because they're not made for long distance.
Well, last time I checked, when you plug them in North Dakota, they're coal-fired charged, so it's you know, take your pick of a fossil fuel, but
exactly, the energy is still reliant on fossil fuels, whether or not you like it. It's the reality, and just moving energy sources around isn't actually getting to the root of the problem. And so if we do want to become less reliant on carbon, then we need to embrace solutions that actually work instead of embracing solutions that we want to work. And unfortunately, a lot of the policies, specifically with green energy or electric vehicles, are embracing ideas that they want to work a little bit better than they actually do.
It's the wishful thinking administration.
Yeah.
These are the wishful thinkers, but they think that their wishful thinking is facts and reality tomorrow.
Pixie dust.
Unreal.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we love it. Terza Duran writes on technology and regulatory issues for the American Consumer Institute, talking about yesterday's action by the OPEC Plus. Tell us a little bit about the American Consumer Institute.
Yes, the American Consumer Institute is a research and educational institute working on a range of consumer issues that do focus on energy in part. We are based outside of Washington, D.C., and if you're interested in reading any more that we have on energy or any of our other topics, you can check us out on theamericanconsumer.org.
Very good. Appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Terza Duran, American Consumer Institute, on that OPEC Plus decision yesterday. Appreciate that very much. Take a break. We come back. We have tickets to give away. Right, Kev? Another pair of
I do believe
UND hockey tickets. How about that?
Holy cross! It's not a conference game, but it's this regular season already. I didn't realize that.
And Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Don't go away.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Needs strong and effective leaders to help grow our state and local communities. Leadership ND is a program designed by the University of Mary to support those who are ready to answer this call. If you're looking to expand your network and enhance your career, join the University of Mary for the next round of Leadership ND. Apply by October 31st to secure your spot in the 2023 cohort starting in January. life-changing leadership lessons. It's really good. To learn more and apply, visit leadershipnd.org, leadershipnd.org. Tim, before the top of the hour, we have another pair of tickets for the University of North Dakota hockey series with Holy Cross tonight. It is regular season, but obviously a non-conference game. So this is part of the record for the year, and Holy Cross beat Boston College last week, so they're no slouch.
I suppose there is no preseason in college hockey. It'd be an exhibition.
They usually do an exhibition game, but that's about it. One game, otherwise they're right into it.
I can't believe we're in regular season college hockey already. Can we wrap up football, baby?
Unbelievable, right? So what caller you want to take?
Oh, how about caller four?
Caller 4.
701-271-1100 right now. You got to be able to pick them up here in Fargo at the Fargo Studios, though.
701-271-1100. Right there, a pair of tickets in our hot little hands ready to give away.
Caller 4. Dial it up now.
For caller 4, 701-271-1100.
For tonight at the Ralph, Holy Cross, and UND.
Yeah.
But you got to pick them up in Fargo. Wish we could leave them at the will call thing, but. Doesn't work. It won't work.
Nope. You got to get them.
Got to get them. They're ticket in hand deal. So call now.
701-271-1100. Caller 4 right now. Kev will take the calls, and we'll have a lucky winner there, which will be fantastic. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Let me tell you a little bit about what they have planned for you today at PetroServe. Make you hungry. Pulled pork and hardwood. Fried chicken or sloppy joes of West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater tot hot dish. Never met a tater tot hot dish I didn't like. 12th and I-29. Pulled pork, NP Avenue. Salisbury steak both in Glendon and on 45th. And today and every Friday, a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is only $5.99. Great deal. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Kev is working those phones. Getting a lucky winner there. They're calling like crazy right now, trying to get a pair of tickets for UND tonight versus Holy Cross 707 at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer joins us in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Get your questions in, comments in. We welcome those 701-237-1590. With your text questions, or you can call us at 271-1100. And we have a lucky winner. Kaylin, is it? Kaylin?
Yep. Kaylin, call 4. Caller 4. Hello, Kaylin.
Caller 4, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you excited now?
Yes, actually, I'm sending my son.
Is that right?
What a mom.
And he doesn't even know that yet, right?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, that's great.
Superb. All right, well, hang tight here. We're going to get you... information we need, so we can leave those for you at the front desk, and you send your son, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Great mom.
That's right. She sounds all excited to send her son, too, doesn't she? Fired up. That is great news. That's for sure. There is a truck convoy for Special Olympics. Texture says, I need to hear the date and the time and the place again. It's this weekend. It is actually tomorrow at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. It's a two-day celebration of the trucking industry, raising money and awareness for Special Olympics athletes. To participate, truckers donate $125. You can get five trucks in for $500 if you register right away, the entry fee. Send a completed registration form. Meet at the Running Acres Hotel. Where's the Running Acres Hotel? I'm not even sure where that is at, Kev. Do you know?
I don't.
It's at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, so it can't be too far from there. Somewhere out in that neck of the woods. Semi-trucks, truck-trailer combination, fire truck, dump truck, flatbed bus, large tow truck. Trucks and cars will follow the big rigs, and then athletes can ride in the trucks where allowed. Is that cool or what? No trucks with hazardous materials, alcohol, or tobacco names or logos permitted. Hope that gives you the information you're looking for there. That's all we know. 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Red River Valley Fairgrounds. So, looks like a great deal. All right, we're going to take a short break, get you the news headlines in here, and then we'll come back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Lots of ground to cover today on the program, as always. Brought to you in part by our Freedom Matters USA studios and Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile has got a deal for you, just for our fine listeners. Simple as this. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily for free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. You can switch now. Very easy. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Now more than ever, support companies and organizations that share our values. Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Cramer coming up.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.